Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Secrets of Silver Gum, written by Mandy Magro and read by Louise Crawford. For my amazing husband, Billy Anderson, you rock my world in so many breathtaking ways. Kiss, kiss. No matter how far or fast you run, your past will always catch up to you. Prologue. With Emma Kensington cradled in his arms, Zane Wolfe stared in shock and horror at the blood pooling by his bare feet. He'd been sleeping soundly until he'd heard Emma's screams, and now there was a dead man on the kitchen floor. He just thanked God she'd been able to defend herself. He couldn't stand to think of anything terrible happening to her, ever. He looked to where Peter and Michael were huddled, whispering between themselves. What in the hell was going on? What are you two doing? We have to call the police, he growled as he snatched the phone off the kitchen bench. Right now. No, Zane, you don't want to go and do that, Peter boomed, waving his hands about, trying to stop him from dialing 000. Incredulously, Zane shook his head. Why? Emma was shaking like a leaf, and he pulled her in tighter, wishing he could ease her anguish. Because if you do... Peter rubbed his face, huffed, stepped over the crumpled body, and came to rest his hands on Zane's shoulder and Emma's back. Emma might find herself on the Mafia's hit list. Zane dropped the phone as if it was fiery hot. It crashed to the floor. What in the hell are you on about? Emma stood back from him and lifted her cheek from his chest, her face ghostly pale. I only came out to get a drink of water. I didn't mean to hurt him. It's just, he came for me and I reacted to save myself. She shuddered and her sobs rose harder. Michael stepped in beside her and, after flashing Zane a stern look, took his girlfriend into his arms. It'll be okay, Em. We just have to do this right. Or like Dad said, you might get hurt. He tucked wayward strands of hair behind her ears. I'd never forgive myself if something happened to you, baby. Peter nodded as he heaved a sigh. Yes, you are undoubtedly defending yourself, Emma. I believe you. But Mario Zaffaro isn't going to give a shit about that. All he'll want is revenge for whoever took his cousin's life. Why in the hell would the Mafia want to break into our home? His instincts telling him it would have something to do with Peter's work. Zane looked down at the tattooed thug. He'd never seen a dead body before. A nausea swirled in his stomach at the gruesome sight. Strangely unperturbed, Peter followed his gaze. I'm building a case against one of the Mario boys at the moment, and I suppose he thought he might find something in the house to discredit me, or maybe, God forbid, he sent this thug to threaten me, or possibly even to kill me. He cleared his throat and seemed to ponder this for a few moments. Whatever the case, thank goodness Emma stopped him. Zane found himself lost for words. Emma, too distraught to take anything more in, huddled against Michael. Zane felt a pang of jealousy that he wasn't the one soothing her, but he swallowed it down. Now wasn't the time for his hidden feelings to come into play. Hands laced behind his head, he paced, and finally found his voice. So, what do you suggest we do, Peter?
I don't want you and Emma to do anything. The less you know now, the better. I'll take care of it, okay?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?